You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
So, I just saw you high-fiving with your trophy. What are your names and where do you come from and why are you so bloomin' happy?
I'm Alex, I'm from Canterbury, and I'm bloomin' happy because it's the second year in a row that the Youth Academy has won Best Outreach Project.
Second year in a row. And you didn't introduce yourself, so.
I'm Jamie, I'm again a CSR programme manager. I'm incredibly proud of what the team have done this year. It's a fantastic cause. We need to keep inspiring young people into radio. Really important, obviously. The credit is deserved.
Yeah, well, no, I imagine so. You were clearly on the edge of your seats, I imagine, because you had to listen to loads of different sound clips of radio hosts before your award was called out.
Yeah.
How were you feeling knowing that you were coming next?
Well, we knew we were coming up next, and I'd gone and got a drink from the bar, and I thought, we got loads of time. I was chatting to people at the bar, and I was like, oh, hang on a minute, I think I'm nominated for this one. And then it came out, CSR Archery Project. I was like, I've got to run, I'm sorry, I won an award.
But were you feeling confident knowing that last year you got it, this year more of the same? Is that what you're thinking? Of course it's us.
I don't like to think too confidently because this year, as of every year, we try and improve the Youth Academy. So this year, quite a few things have changed. The schedule of it's changed, kind of the layout of the day has changed. So obviously we can't be cocky because we like to improve every year.
Yeah.
But of course, we did hope that our efforts to make it even better this year had won.
And it'll be stepping up a notch next year again, I imagine.
It's something we're looking to continue long term. So
yeah.
It can only get better from this stage, and we're delighted that our efforts have been recognised as a station. But yeah, it's a team effort as well.
Did we mention the station? Of course we did, yeah, CSR. So if we wanted to hear examples of what this is all about, where would we look? How would we hear it?
So soon, we're pairing up with Young Kent, which is the Youth Kent Network for all of the schools and colleges around Kent. We're going to be teaming up with them, and on the back of the Youth Academy, we're going to be getting the young people of Kent to be podcasting and going out interviewing at music festivals and all that kind of stuff. And then we're going to play it live on air on their own specific slot. So hopefully within the next few months, we're going to have that up and running, and you'll be able to hear their specific shows, which will be really exciting.
Nice. We will be keeping our ears well and truly peeled.
Brilliant.
How do you all intend on celebrating tonight?
Well, we've just won a bottle of champagne, so...
Have we?
Yeah, we have.
That's news to me.
To add to your collection.
We're only on 2 bottles of Prosecco, so...
Yeah, we'll be on a couple of bottles of Prosecco, toasting the new year of the Youth Academy.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Like we said, we're looking to continue this in the long term. So.
Yeah, no, don't stop. This isn't an excuse to stop.
We're not going to stop. We're just going to keep getting bigger and better and hopefully impacting more young people's lives.
Until you can be seen from space.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll pop a little flag and see, like, how long.